Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Okay, everybody, welcome to today's episode where I am sharing with you what Motherhood Simplified really is and what it's all about, what I believe in here. Hey, Kristen, what I believe in here, what I teach, and honestly, what it comes down to is what my strong opinions are about your home as a mom, your home management, and the systems you have in your home. And I finally, after about a year of working with you guys, feel like I have nailed what my opinions are and what I feel like I can teach you guys. So I get a lot of the same questions a lot of times. We'll cover some of the most common ones that come up. And I'm going to share with you my opinions about that, my answers for it, because a lot of times people come into this group or they send me messages or emails or you know, wherever it is that we come across each other. Hey, Rochelle. And I think they are expecting a certain answer or they're looking for confirmation. Hello. So official. It's like so formal, Rochelle. Hello. but I want to share with you guys my strong opinions about it and why I don't just go along with what I think the easy answer is and why I share with you my actual strong opinions, even though it's not necessarily the easiest answer. Okay, so one of the biggest reasons and questions that moms have when they come into this group when they're first starting is how they're seeking organization, right? You're seeking organization in your days. It starts on July 8th, which is a Monday. I'll put it in the comments. But you come into the group asking for organizational help. How can I store all of this stuff? How can I hide all of this stuff? How can I make all of this stuff seemingly functional and out of the way? And my very strong opinion that I will always share with you when you come into this group, because I know that it works way better than any organizational system, is that you are not seeking organizational help. That's a band-aid. That is a band-aid to a really big issue of too much stuff. Okay, it's a band-aid. It is actually worse than a band-aid because it's never going to give you true relief. It's going to be this just another thing that you have to try and figure out and another thing that you have to try and keep up on and another thing that you have to buy stuff for. So honestly, guys, if I recognize in your post my old life of trying to manage and organize and systematize too much stuff in my house, I'm going to let you know. I really think you should try and get rid of some more stuff, and then the organizational part will come easy, okay? And I will never, ever tell you that hiding your clutter or boxing it up or buying more stuff to store your stuff is the answer. So I know sometimes that's what you're looking for, but that's not what I'm good at. And it's not even that I'm not good at it. It's that I don't believe in it. And so I don't want to tell you guys things that I don't believe work. I want to plant new ideas in your head that actually work. Okay. Which is that you're not really seeking organizational solutions. You're seeking decluttering relief. Okay. Okay. Now the next thing that a lot of people come in here and talk about is like, when should I start? Should I start you know, when my baby is older, I feel like maybe when my toddler is older, I feel like maybe when my kindergartner is older, I feel like maybe when my teenagers are out of the house is when I should start, right? The best time to start is now. The best time to start is now. If Danielle is still here, she started decluttering when she was like 7 months pregnant because she knew that once she had the baby, it was only going to get harder. She was going to have less time, less energy. So she started right then, right now, instead of being like, I think I'll wait. So if you guys ask me, which it comes up in a lot, directly and indirectly, when I think, okay, Danielle's here, when I think you should start this, when the best time to start this, it's always going to be right now. Right now, right now. There's pretty much never a time unless you've already had your baby, unless you like had a baby 3 weeks ago, like then you can wait. But most of the time, starting now is the best answer because there's always going to be a reason not to start. The only exception I really believe in is like, depending on how your pregnancy is going, pregnancy is honestly way easier than postpartum, but depending on how your pregnancy is going, pregnancy in that postpartum phase is the only time that maybe you should or definitely should start a little bit later. But that doesn't mean 2 years later or 3 years later or 4 years later. It means like get through this season of life and then start. Okay. The next opinion that I have about your clutter is that it's not the grandparents' fault that your house is cluttered. It's not the grandparents' fault that you have too much stuff in your house. It's not the aunts and uncles. It's not your friends. It's not your family. It's none of those people's fault. It's your home. So it's your domain. And if you have too much stuff and too much clutter, it's your own fault. Okay. And I don't mean that in like, oh, I'm blaming you. What I'm telling you is to take ownership of that. Take ownership of your home. Take ownership of being the gatekeeper of your home. Take ownership of being what is allowed to stay in your home and then let it go as needed. Okay. Hey, Lindsay. Hey, Ayla. So I know a lot of times people come in here and they're like, my kids have too much stuff. It's the grandparents' fault. Maybe the grandparents contribute to it. Guys, my parents were here for a week. And guess what? They bought a ton of stuff for my kids. I have a big, huge pile of cardboard creations downstairs. It is not our norm, but is it their fault? Is it their fault that I'm letting it stay in my house? No, I'm choosing to. And I'm okay with it because we've decluttered the rest of our house, which is another point. Like, I feel like the grandparents and the family can give us whatever they want, and I am not affected by it because everything else in our house is decluttered. And I know that it's in my power to choose what stays or does not in my home. Cassandra, going back to the best time to start now. Go back and listen to Cassandra's episode on the Clutter Chronicles. She says, I was going to wait until my back was healed a little bit more from her back surgery. When she broke her leg, she was so thankful that she didn't wait. Okay. So, and she had a really good support system. Her husband helped her a lot. She stayed within her physical limits, but she didn't use it as an excuse to be like, I guess I'll do this later, which worked out because then she ended up breaking her leg, guys. Like, just listen to Cassandra's episode. You can hear the whole story. It's super inspiring. And she's a great example of just start now. Focus on the solutions that you want, not the problems. Okay. So the grandparents, the family, the friends, they're not the reason your house is cluttered. That's on you. Okay. That's my next strong opinion about decluttering. And that when you guys come into the group or listen to this podcast, I will share with you. I will share with you because I believe that it benefits you. I don't believe I would be benefiting you by being like, wow, you know, I guess you're just going to have a cluttered house for the rest of your life because they bought your kids all these toys, right? Like, that's not helping you. My opinions are not designed to, you know, frustrate you or insult you or make you feel badly. They're designed to help you get out of the situation that you're in and into the one that you want to be in. Okay. Now, my next one is that, yeah, decluttering is hard, but not decluttering is harder. And I have an entire episode on this. You can go listen to that. I get it. Decluttering, especially as a mom with everything we have going on, is hard. But I guarantee you 100%, because I've lived it, I've seen it, I've watched you, I know it to be true. Not decluttering is a million times harder for so many reasons. So I'm going to push you to declutter more and to actually take it seriously and to see the benefits of it, because yes, it's hard. It's hard to let go. It's hard to find the time. It's hard to take it away. It's hard to see all the dollar signs of all the things that used to be money and aren't anymore, but not decluttering is way freaking harder. Okay. Now, the next thing that I want to talk to you about kind of goes along with the first thing that we talked about, but the relief that you're seeking in your days cannot be found in a chore chart, okay, or a cleaning list or a checklist. Okay, yes, once you have decluttered and simplified and kind of unburied what the root problem is, those things can help, but a chore chart is not going to solve your issue of no time, no energy, too much stuff. It's a band-aid. Okay. So just hear what I'm saying. Yes, there is a time and a place for a cleaning system, cleaning list, chore chart, that kind of thing, but it can't be the first thing that you do. And it can't be what you rely on to give you relief in your days. Like, you have a lot of unpacking to do physically and emotionally and mentally and otherwise before you're going to be able to successfully implement any sort of cleaning system or chore chart. Okay, and actually we're going to be talking about that a ton in the Motherhood Simplified Challenge, the free one that starts live on July 8th. That's when it starts, live July 8th. But if you miss it live, don't worry, you can do it independently and on your own. I just love running it live because of the group energy and support and the community aspect of doing it as a team inside of the group. So that starts on July 8th, and we'll be going really deep into that of like, how the freak do I even unbury all of these things that I'm buried under, right? Because a chore chart sounds amazing on paper. We look on Pinterest all the time for the perfect one, and guess how many of them have worked out for me? I've had like 50. None of them have ever worked until I unburied the root issue. Okay. Now, the next thing, my next strong opinion number 6 is that it's not normal to feel like a victim to your home and your motherhood. Okay. And I think that's a big one because I hear it a lot is like, well, I'm a mom, so this is just how it is. I'm a mom, so I just can't do these things. There was just a mom in the group. I don't know if she's on here live. I know she's just getting into podcasts. So if she hears this and is like, she was talking about me, I was talking about you because I don't want you to feel like this. But she's like, maybe I just have to throw away all of my crafts because I can't do them anymore. Janelle, you are signed up. I just can't do them anymore because she's a mom and because she has kids. And that is not true. Okay. It's not true. No, we don't have, 8 hours on a Saturday like we used to have before we had kids, but it doesn't mean that you can't have those parts of yourself in your life at all. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. You don't have to be a victim to your motherhood. Motherhood is not synonymous with no life. Motherhood is not synonymous with miserable life. Motherhood is not synonymous with I can't do anything for myself. Okay. That's not how it is. It's a matter of you paring down and peeling away all of the things that are sucking your time and energy that are not important to you. Most immediately and obviously, because that's what we talk about in this entire community all the time, your clutter, your clutter, your clutter is hands down. Here we go. A bonus strong opinion. Your clutter is hands down the number one thing that is making you overwhelmed and burdened and having no time and no energy, and getting rid of it is the number one fastest and easiest way to get some relief in your days. Okay, it's way easier than therapy. It's way easier than finding a chore system. It's about priorities too. Yes, it is about priorities too. But getting relief from your physical clutter is, in my opinion, the best catalyst to, hey, Jessica, this is good timing for you. I was actually just thinking about you while I was talking about this. No, you're good. But getting rid of your physical clutter is single-handedly the best way to get immediate relief in your days so that you can start to understand and peel back all of those other things that are really overwhelming for you. So for me personally, we got rid of our clutter, we decluttered, and I was left like, oh my God, I have a ton of childhood trauma that I need to work through. I'm going to hire a therapist and I'm going to figure this out. Like, that was literally, we moved to Florida. We were there for maybe like 1 or 2 weeks. And I remember my dad calling and asking how it was going. And I was like, it's great. And I just started crying, like ugly crying. Like, he couldn't even understand me. And I was like, I'm getting a therapist. I'm working through all of my stuff. Like, I didn't even know I had all of this going on inside of me. Because I do come from a really traumatic childhood in a lot of ways, but there's no way that I would have been able to address it as quickly and efficiently or had the time and energy to get a therapist and do all of that internal work had I not cleared out the physical stuff. Like, that's really how powerful your physical stuff is. That's like, that's my, that's my bonus. My bonus strong opinion is that your clutter really is that impactful, and it really is the simplest way to give yourself that relief and to have the time and energy to figure out the problems with all of these other areas of your life and get to the real root issue. The real root issue isn't your chore chart system, okay? It's a lot deeper than that. So those were my strong opinions. I asked you guys what you thought my strong opinions were. I just want to share those with you guys too, because you guys reminded me of some good strong opinions that I do have that I didn't put on my list. So strong opinion number one from the Motherhood Simplified community that you guys reminded me that I have, which I so appreciate, is that your kids are your reason, not your excuse. Okay, a lot of times we come in here and say, I want to do this, but I have kids. I want to do this, but my kids won't let me. I want to do this, but my kids undo it all. I want to do this, but my kids, but my kids, but my kids. It's their fault, right? And I 100% believe that you need to flip that script and make your kids your reason, not your excuse, okay? They are your reason, not your excuse. End of story, okay? Things like, I can't work out because I have kids. Turn that into, I need to work out because I have kids and they need a healthy, mobile mom who can keep up with them, right? I can't declutter because I have kids. I need to declutter because I have kids and they need me to be sane and not freaking out all the time and so overwhelmed. Do you see the difference? Kids are your reason, not your excuse. The next one that you guys reminded me of that I forgot is that it's so much more than decluttering in a clean house. Yes, that's why most people start. They want a clean house. They want to be organized. We already talked about that. They want that on the surface, but it's about so much more. It is about taking ownership of your motherhood. It is about becoming the mom that you always wanted to be. It's about choosing to not be a victim to your life. It is about getting to the root issues of the things that you have going on. It is about so much more than decluttering. You can't organize clutter. Jessica has a good one. I can't take care of myself because I have kids. Yes, exactly. And you know that self-care is that big word. I have episodes on self-care for moms. You know, I have one with even a bonus episode with my friend Melissa Killily. I need to take care of myself because I have kids. That includes self-care, mental and emotional care, physical care, all of the things. Like, your kids need you. So that is, like, I think the best one, Jessica. You can't organize your clutter. We talked about that. I just want to tell you guys again. Jessica, this is one that you said. Sometimes your furniture is a clutter crutch and it needs to go. Okay. If you guys don't know what clutter crutches are, it's in the clutter-free motherhood course that I have where I teach you how to declutter your entire home top to bottom. But I do talk to you about clutter crutches. And sometimes we have furniture that serves no other purpose than to hide our crap, okay? it's the truth. Somebody said that one of my strong opinions is, hey, Brittany and Allie, is that there's no way to declutter wrong. There really aren't any rules to minimalism. And that to me was amazing because I've never actually said that. I don't think I've ever actually like said it out loud. Maybe I have. Maybe that's why she's like, yes, you did say that. But I really do believe that. I think sometimes people get so caught up on like the number. How many pieces of clothes should we have? How many toys should we have? How many dishes? How many towels? And where should I start? How should I do this? What if I get rid of something? And we get so caught up in like, oh my God, what if I do it wrong? And there's no wrong way to do it. There is literally no wrong way to declutter. Not at all. Unless you choose not to start. That's probably the only way you can mess it up. And there are no rules. There are no rules. Hey, Kara. I say clutter crutch all the time now. It's amazing to think of things that way and just let it go. Yes. Yeah. I mean, sometimes we have bookshelves that are like holding all this crap for us. And we're like, well, we can't get rid of the bookshelf because it has all this stuff on it. And then you look at it and you're like, but what even is this stuff? It's nothing. Nothing important. Okay. The next one is that you can take care of the people in your life or your things. Okay. So your clutter, go back and listen to the episode. Your clutter needs to shut up. Because honestly, guys, like that's how powerful your clutter is. Either you're spending all of your time trying to organize it, trying to clean it, trying to do a chore chart for it, trying to manage it, or you're spending it with the people in your life. So I want to give you guys an example because, like I said, my family, my parents were here for the week. I didn't do crap in my house. I didn't vacuum. I swept after meals. We did the dishes. The kids cleaned up their stuff at night. But other than that, like I wasn't cleaning bathrooms. I wasn't cleaning up basically at all for an entire week. I spent really deep, great time with my family and my parents, who I only get to see every 1 or 2 years. And my house is still clean. Like you couldn't even tell that there were guests here. I'm tired. Because while I love to like host people and have people over, I'm still like pretty introverted and I want to nap. But honestly, that's the power of decluttering. I didn't have to do anything. I wasn't stressed out. I didn't even like do a whole lot of stuff before they got here to prepare for them to be here. I did things like wash the windows, which is weird because I felt like I needed to do something. But other than that, like my house was ready for them just because that's how we live all the time. They were here with us and it stayed fine. Now they're gone and it's still fine and it's Sunday and I'm just doing my regular chores of like scrubbing the toilets and getting the pee off the floor, right? Like that's it. Okay. And the last strong opinion that you guys reminded me that I have is that our clutter is the root of many of our issues. Okay. It's the root of a lot of our issues, and getting rid of it is the catalyst to the solution of a lot of our issues, or even the solution to a lot of our issues. Okay. We mask the bigger things going on within us with our clutter. We mask our childhood traumas. We avoid things. We stay distracted. We stay constantly on, if you know what I mean. Like, oh my God, I have so many things to do. I have a to-do list that never ends. Oh my God, I'm so busy. Don't have time for anything, which means that you also don't have time for healing or any of those really important things that you need to do. Hey, Sarah. So it's the root of many of our issues. And once we let it go, we are able to basically stand naked and afraid in front of all of our issues. Like I said, when we moved to Florida, I was like, oh my God. I have some really serious stuff going on that I need to fix. And a lot of you guys say the same things. Once you start decluttering, you're like, oh my God, like maybe I need to focus on my marriage. Maybe I need to focus on, you know, my physical health. Maybe I need to reevaluate what I'm doing with my career. Maybe I need to figure out, you know, one of the other big things that I had to figure out was like, how do I show up for my kids? Like, I feel like there's a really big disconnect here. So I was like, I didn't really have a great example of a mom. So I'm going to go to therapy and figure out how to be a mom to my kids, right? Like, I feel like that's missing. So I did that. But removing the clutter is oftentimes either the solution or the catalyst to the solution for these bigger issues that we have going on. So those are my strong opinions on clutter. I hope that you enjoyed them. I hope that it helps you understand a little bit better, like why when you come into the group, I say certain things. Why when you come into the group asking me for organizational tips, I don't give you them. It's not because I'm trying to be stubborn or like obnoxious. I just don't believe in them. So I'm not going to tell you them, right? So that's a little bit about Motherhood Simplified. Strong opinions that I really do think are going to help you. I really know that you, or think that some of them, when you first hear them, you're probably like, that's a little bit crazy, you know, a little bit dramatic, but just hear me out. Like, I know this works, not just for me, but I've seen it over the last year with all of you guys in the community. Jessica says it's never too late. That's just another one. Just start now. So that's it. Those are my opinions about clutter. They are designed to help you, not frustrate you. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Hey friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.